Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Riverside County Office of Education's third annual Executive Women's Leadership Convention is all about elevating women's stories, voices, and leadership across Riverside County. This year's theme is The Whole Story in Full Bloom and invites women to lead in whatever season they're in, whether they're quietly growing beneath the surface or standing fully in their power. It's a day centered on inspiration, connection, and the kind of wisdom that comes from leading with both strength and grace. RCOE's Dr. Emily DeVore is here to tell us how this convention is creating space for authentic leadership, honoring personal stories, and helping women across our region grow in community. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, Pepper, for having me back. It's great to be here.
For folks who may not have heard of it yet, what is the Executive Women's Leadership Convention and how did it get started?
Yeah, so the Executive Women's Leadership Convention was started 3 years ago with the support from our superintendent of schools, Dr. Edwin Gomez, who is a strong advocate for women in leadership. He supported me in creating this space where women could come together and just recharge, reconnect, and network with one another. And this led to the birth of the Executive Women's Leadership Convention, which we have called since the beginning, The Whole Story. So over the last 3 years, it has grown into something tremendously special for our community. Our first year, we focused on reflecting and thriving as whole leaders. Last year was a lot of fun with weaving a tapestry of strength, where we came together as individual women and left as a collective spirit, and that was great. And this year, we're going to continue that journey with The Whole Story in Full Bloom, a celebration of women leading in their season of growth and power.
Tell us the heart behind that theme. What does it mean to you personally?
Well, for me, In Full Bloom is about recognizing that leadership is not just a singular moment. It's a process that we're always growing and evolving. So some of our seasons, as you shared, we're quietly growing beneath the surface. Other times we're standing vibrant, tall, confident, and moving forward. But every part of the journey matters, and this conference honors each of those seasons. This year's theme celebrates women wherever they are in that process. Again, whether they're starting to find their voice, whether they're fully stepping into their power, it's just a place for women to be seen, supported, and valued right now in whatever season they're in.
How does this conference support and engage women leaders across Riverside County and beyond?
Most importantly, this convention is about connection. We make a lot of connections. Women come together just to pause, reflect, and invest in something that is most difficult for women to invest in, and that is themselves. It's a time for us to come together to both balance everything that women in leadership are balancing, both personally and professionally. We bring together women across all levels of leadership, from students to C-suite executives and beyond. We've seen women leave this conference re-energized, ready to mentor others, start new initiatives, and just bring inspiration back to what it means to lead as a woman.
Who would you say this event is designed for? Is it just for those in educational leadership, or can women from other fields attend as well?
This is my favorite question, because this event is for everyone. While the event is led and supported by the Riverside County Office of Education, we want all women from all industries to come. In the past, we've had attendees from education, but also from city government. We've had small business, private industry, and several nonprofits as well. No matter what leadership role you are in, even if you're just aspiring to be in a leadership role, we want you to come. This event is for you. We also love to see our male allies. There are a handful of them that do come and join us in celebrating and supporting women in leadership as well.
What can attendees expect throughout the day as far as keynotes and workshops and networking opportunities?
Yeah, it's a full day of learning, growth, and connection. So we're going to have some keynote speakers. We have interactive workshops that are going to be sponsored by the Uplift Youth Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization in our region, and plenty of opportunities to connect with other women and other leaders. We're also really intentional about creating spaces for personal wellness. So we have things like sound therapy, we have chair stretching sessions, art-based reflection, arts and crafts. One of our most popular things is making a friendship bracelet for whatever reason. We also color in our arts and crafts room. Lots of different things happening. This year we'll be making felt flowers, which will be a lot of fun. And then what's also important is breakfast and lunch is included. And we also have an amazing dessert bar that always gets the best feedback from our RCOE Cafe Esquina. So it's a perfect mix of professional development and, most importantly, personal renewal.
We've been talking about seasons of leadership. Tell us more about what that means and why it's important to acknowledge the different seasons women experience.
Yeah, so leadership is a lot like nature. It has seasons, right? There's times for planting, when we're really just rooting ourselves and who we are as a leader and just growing. There's also times of pruning, where we have to maybe let go of certain things in our roles as leaders. And then there's a time for blooming, where we are leading with confidence and purpose. So we want to have women experience all the seasons while balancing the roles and responsibilities that they have at home, at work, and everything in between. So just recognizing to give ourselves some grace of whatever season we are in.
I'm speaking with Dr. Emily DeVore of the Riverside County Office of Education about the third annual Executive Women's Leadership Convention. The description of this event talks about women's stories, voices, and visions being nourished. Why is storytelling such a powerful part of leadership development?
We love storytelling in this particular convention, hence why it continues to be called The Whole Story. Because storytelling connects us. Our first year, one of our keynotes was Katie Casada. She is a storytelling coach who really taught us about the power of storytelling. And when we take time to tell our stories, which includes the challenges, the lessons, and our growth opportunities, it reminds everyone that we're not alone, that we all experience these things. It breaks down some barriers that we sometimes have as women and builds empathy. And so this convention is centered around the concept of the whole story, because as women in leadership, we are constantly growing, we're constantly changing, and our story doesn't end when we leave our home or our family. And it doesn't end we're in a conference room with other executives. We're just always developing our story. So at past conventions, I've seen women tell their story, and suddenly you can just see the whole room nodding in a particular connection to that story. Those are the moments that we just realize that our stories matter also.
Well, speaking of stories, have you seen a moment from past conventions where someone's story or insight really stuck with you?
Yeah, there were so many to really think of in that regard. But last year, there were several powerful women that shared their experiences as women leaders at our convention. One of them was Ricky Hubbard. Ricky is the owner of T3 Fitness at the Brockton Arcade in Riverside. She is also a leader in the Blue Zone project that we have here in Riverside. But she spoke about being too much that she grew up being told that she was too much. And I know I certainly can resonate with that, as others can as well. But she encouraged us all to just continue being too much. Be too much when advocating for equal rights. Be too much when advocating to support women in leadership roles. Be too much when looking for an opportunity that meets your skill set. So there was just a real ripple in the room when she spoke about just being too much. And that's really the kind of courage that changes people and the kind of courage that we love to see in our space.
For those women who may feel like they are quietly growing beneath the surface, what encouragement would you give them?
Trust the season you're in. Growth isn't always loud. It's not always visible to others. But sometimes this growth happens in the quiet. When we're learning, healing, or preparing for what's next, it's not always seen. So just to trust your season. And your bloom's going to come. And when it does, people are going to realize how much that unseen growth mattered. Until then, stay rooted. Stay rooted in your values and keep showing up for your authentic self.
Tell us about the impact this convention has had on our local community and workplaces since it began 3 years ago.
Yeah, so I think the impact's been really incredible. As I shared earlier, we've seen women return to their workplace with new confidence. We've seen some women in leadership mentor groups start, both at the organizational level, but also to some of our high school student programs as well. It's launched some community projects and some partnerships. We've had partnerships with Big Brother, Big Sister, Girls on the Run, and really increased their volunteers as well through that space. And it's really just built stronger and more inclusive teams.
Why is it important for Riverside County and really the Inland Empire as a whole to invest in events that elevate women in leadership?
Well, this is easy because when women rise, our communities rise. So investing in women leadership brings diversity. It brings a level of compassion and collaboration in space. It just reminds us that leadership is not about a position. It's about people. And it's about creating systems to help others succeed as well. I want to give an example. A member that has attended over the last couple of years is Sarah McDonald. She works with Western Water Municipal. She has consistently brought a team of women to this in an industry that is pretty male dominated. And so she wants to build her team to have women in leadership come to this. And I feel it's really supported our overall IE community as well.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Speaking with Dr. Emily DeVore of the Riverside County Office of Education about the third annual Executive Women's Leadership Convention. When and where does this year's conference take place, and how can folks register?
Yeah, so this amazing event is held on Tuesday, March 24th, 2026, at the Riverside County Office of Education Conference Center, which is on Brockton Avenue. Early bird registration is $200 through December 18th and $300 after that. So space is limited to 300 attendees. So we really encourage individuals and teams to really register early and take advantage of that early bird cost as well. You can sign up at rcoe.us/EWLC, which stands for the Executive Women's Leadership Convention. Or you can just reach out to me directly at edevor@rcoe.us.
And your last name is spelled D-E-V-O-R.
Correct. Edevor, E-D-E-V-O-R, at rcoe.us.
Are there any special speakers or sessions this year that you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about all of them. So we're thrilled to welcome Dr. Lauren Cook. Dr. Cook is a licensed clinical psychologist and speaker who focuses on cultivating wellness and gratitude in the workplace through values-based leadership. And we also have Britt Barron, who is an author, storyteller, and stand-up comic, who's going to guide us through facing our fears and evolving beyond the narratives that we've been handed or ones that we have created ourselves, both in our personal and professional world. We're also going to highlight some aspiring local leaders like Jennifer O'Farrell from the Health Valley Foundation and Mary Vasquez, the 83-year-old owner of Miguel's Restaurant, who has an amazing story. Both of these women model courage and leadership in their own ways, but do stay tuned for some additional guests by visiting our registration page at rcoe.us/EWLC.
Is there anything attendees should know before arriving, like how to prepare, what to bring, or even what mindset to come with?
Come with an open heart and a willingness to connect with other women in leadership. You don't need to bring anything but yourself, your story, your curiosity, and your readiness to grow.
And if you could leave our listeners with one encouragement about embracing their own season of bloom, what would it be?
Your season of bloom doesn't have to look like anyone else's. Whether you are emerging, thriving, or still just trying to take root in your own way, we want to hear your story. We want to be part of your leadership, and your presence matters. And so we just ask for people to give themselves permission to grow in their own time, which again is hard for us to invest in. And so nourish the flowers, nourish your roots, and join us on March 24th as we celebrate women leading, learning, and blooming together.
I've been speaking with Dr. Emily DeVore of the Riverside County Office of Education about their third annual Executive Women's Leadership Convention. Tell us again where we can go to register and if there's anything else you think we should know.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can register at rcoe.us/EWLC. You can also email me directly at edevor@rcoe.us. That's edevor@rcoe.us. And again, I just encourage women to invest in themselves, invest in time on what it means to be a woman in leadership. This is not a traditional professional development opportunity, but a day of personal reflection. And we would love everyone to join us.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And I hope the Executive Women's Leadership Convention is a huge success.
Thank you so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.